Hi everyone, Dennis here, and I'm here to talk about the 7 perspective of effective leaders. In the last episode, I talked about perspective number 1, which is knowing your current reality. I want you to watch that video or listen to that video on Spotify or watch it on YouTube. But now I want to jump into perspective number 2 of effective leaders, the framework that would help you make the right decisions to become a healthy organization. These are perspectives that I've discussed with my team, something that we have practiced throughout, and hopefully continue to enhance and perfect as we grow the organizations we're trying to lead. Perspective number 2 is what we call vision. Okay, having the right and proper vision. Well, there's no set definition that exists. The most effective visions share the same elements. Diba? Napansin nyo ba yan? When we talk about vision, iba-iba po yung mga vision ng mga kompanya at iba-iba po yung how they attack vision and how they execute vision. The vision in writing is both visceral and cerebral. It's about who you are as much as what you do. Marami kasing tao, yung vision nila nakapaskil, pero hindi naman sila yun. Pero yun yung vision statement nila. It should be both. It should be something you celebrate and something that you live out. Most great visions come out of a real burden and passion. Maybe a good example of the vision that I've seen is from our church in Victory, right? Our vision is to honor God and make disciples, right? And establish campus ministries and church planting in around the world, in every nation. And I've seen this happen. Why? Because it is so simple, and it's something that we actually do and celebrate. Marami pong organization, kahaba-haba ng vision statement. Hindi ma-memorize ng mga tao. Hindi ma-memorize ng even the top leadership and management teams. Why? Because it's so complicated. You need a vision that is so simple and something that you're already living out. Okay. Great leadership knows how to both inspire and engage to promote success. They explain why being the best matters, or why this vision actually matters. Okay, and that's very important in vision. Tayo mga Pilipino, isa sa mga problema natin is masyado tayong humble to a fault. Yung humility mo, minsan hindi natin maintindihan. Example, ayoko sulat na gusto ko maging leading company in this area, or I don't want to be one of the most ganyan sought after. So what do you want? You want to fail? You want to be mediocre? You want to be average? No, you want to be good at what you do. You want to say na accountable ako dito. Gagawin ko talaga to. Right? Companies with dynamic cultures full of engaged employees tend to have a leader who sees something much bigger than just a product or service. And I think this is where vision comes in. Dahil kung yung vision mo very selfish, kunyari pera-pera lang, gusto ko kumita ng pera, gusto ko maging mayaman, then you will be compromising your values and integrity along the way. Why? Because that's your vision. And not many people would be excited with the vision. Why? Kasi ikaw na namang gusto yumaman. Eh, paano kami nagtatrabaho para sa'yo? Pwede kami mahirap, ikaw lang mayaman. Pinapayaman ka lang namin. Or gusto mo maging successful bilang leader, okay naman siya. Pero tandaan mo, people are working for you. So this should be very communal. Your vision should be something that we share as a people. And it's not just something that's very personal. How can we deliver the best service and product in order to impact the most people? That should be part of your vision, right? Na hindi lang to personal, this is for the team that affects others. Try natin yung 2C muna, test of vision. The first C is what you call clear. Okay? Can you build sound plans from your vision? Ito yung vision, clear ba? Kaya ba natin gumawa ng plano because of this vision? Is it clear enough? Number 2, is it compelling? Does your vision have a magnetic pull power? Will it entice out? Alam mo yung mamove yung tao pag narinig nila yung vision mo? Great organizations, especially in ministries, have very compelling visions. No, yung vision lang, minsan kasi yung vision natin, example, no? Lalo na sa church, kikita ko ito lagi sa church. No? Yung vision ni pastor, gusto niya maging Bible-centered church. Okay. Una na kasi church ka naman, so dapat talaga Bible-centered ka. So hindi siya as compelling, parang, oh, okay. Di ba? Or minsan, we want this church to have 1,000 small groups. Why do you want 1,000 small groups? What is the small group for? Give me a compelling vision, right? I love some of our taglines here in church. Change the campus, change the world. Get a Bible and a passport. Those are compelling visions. Those are visions that I say, you know what? I'm here to change the world. When I was young, I was part of this church. And the church was always talking about salvation and how we're going to hell if we don't receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Okay naman siya, pero nung tinanggap ko na si Lord, ito na ba yung narrative natin? Wala ba tayong gagawin? Antayin na lang ba natin mamatay tayo para punta tayong lahat ng langit? The vision was not compelling. That's why when I was introduced to Victory, and they started saying that we can be world changers for Christ, and that we are required to have a Bible and a passport because we are going around the world, and that they were training us to preach at a young age and develop us as spiritual leaders, man, I was in. Why? The vision was compelling. It was something that was far bigger than myself. So those are the two C. Is it clear? Is it compelling? Now let's go to the 3B framework. Okay? Three crucial questions all starts with B. Okay? What do we belong to? Okay. What do we belong to? Number two, who are we going to become? Number three, what are we going to build? Diba? Ano ba tong sasalihan ko? What do we belong to? What is this? Diba? Why am I going to work for you for the 8 to 10 hours a day? Why am I going to sacrifice the prime of my life? What do we belong to? What is this for? Why am I gonna work for you? Successful businesses have to be mission-driven, not profit-driven. Convictions are the uncompromising values and belief for which you are willing to fight. You make all your decisions through the filter of your conviction. No? Kaya napaka-importante itong what do we belong to. No? How is it going to help the community? How is it going to impact economics and society? You have to first define what you stand for. Okay? You have to remain in place if they become a competitive disadvantage. No? So, dapat alam mo, di ba? This is what I stand for. I stand for, as a Christian businessman, kingdom impact. I want to be able to help the church expand and the work of God expand. And I want to do it with integrity. I want to treat the people working for me well. I will be generous to them. I will treat them with honor and as people created in the image and likeness of God. Define what you stand for, right? And remain there, okay? Kahit na minsan, parang mas bumagal tayo because of this, eh. No? Let God move and let God do something about that. Embody what you truly believe, not what you think you should believe. Hindi pwede verbal lang, pero kasi makikita ng tao, maasar sila sa'yo. Sabi nila, ay naku, lagi yan magsasabi-sabi, kingdom, kingdom, pero wala kami nararamdaman. No? Authentically and visibly reflect your life. It should be shown in your life. It should be lived out by both you and your team, especially your management team, your executive team, should be living this out. So, yung conviction mo, dapat conduct siya. The passion in the practice, yun yung tinatawag nila. Not just the passion to teach, but the passion to practice. So, if it's a business, what do we belong to? Ano bang, ano to, anong business ba to? No? So, it's not just any business like, oh, food business kami, e-commerce kami. No, what do we belong to? What do you, you know, kung sasali ako dyan, ano ba yung sinasalihan ko? Ba't ako magtatrabaho dyan? What do we belong to? You have to craft a very good vision that would be compelling so that people would say, you know what? I want to belong to that group. I want to belong to that organization. Si Tony Hsieh in Delivering Happiness, it was a group where it's fun, it's exciting, it's innovative. What do we belong to? When I joined Victory, it was not just church as usual. It's about leadership development, next generation, and world missions. I want to join that. That was compelling enough for me. What do we belong to? And our language makes a lot of difference. Purpose naman. So behavior must be that. Purpose naman must define the reason for your corporate existence. Why do you exist? That's your purpose. It reflects your motivation for doing your work. It captures the soul of your conviction. It provides the answer to the question, why do you do what you do? Magandang tanong yan. No? Pwede mong i-meet lahat ng top managers mo. Why do you do what you do? Why do we do what we do? Why are we doing this? Goes back to our calling. As a team, as an organization, or as a business. Always be more meaningful than merely making a profit. Number two, who are we going to become? What's the vision? Where are we going? Right? When we planted the church in Green Hills, the goal was to be a church where a lot of unchurched people will attend. We want to make disciples. We want to develop next generation leaders. Who are we going to become? We took extra effort in reaching the next generation of our nation. I was 27 at the time, imagine. Next gen din ako, naniwala din sa akin yung mga matatanda so that I could lead an organization and lead the church, imagine. Who will our team become in the years ahead? What will we be known for? What kind of experience will our target group have? How will we impact the communities in which we operate? How will we attract and develop talents and leaders? No? For the church, that's discipleship and leadership development. The best leaders often tell a compelling story of the future. when you start businesses, when you start projects with your team, they need to understand what do they belong to, and then who are we going to become? Saan ba tayo papunta? Tulad ng romantic relationship mo, ayaw mo ng boyfriend na walang plano. Gusto mo, alam mo kung saan kayo pupunta, saan mo ako dadalhin, di ba? Who are we going to become? I met some of our leaders in church, and I spoke about Ephesians 4, 12, and 13, which is our job as pastors, which is to, as pastors, we are to equip the saints for works of ministry so that the body of Christ may be built up. So I told them, our role is not to do Bible studies in all the offices of Makati or to go to your house and do Bible studies. Our goal is to equip you to do the work of ministry. So what we promise you is that we'll make you effective spiritual leaders. We will teach you how to read the Bible and teach the Bible. We'll teach you how to pray, and we'll teach you how to enter into silence and solitude so that you can learn how to meditate and how you can lead. We will also train you to become holistic spiritual leaders. If you're a business leader, we will teach you how to connect to God so that you can lead your company in the ways of the kingdom of God, that you will have impact in your business, and not just financial impact, but also spiritual impact and financial economic impact in our city and the people that you're working, that are working for you. Which means, trinitrain po namin kayo. We're equipping you to become salt and light of the earth. Imagine that. Who are we going to become? Anong pra-promise mo sa mga taong nagko-commit sa'yo under your leadership? Saan tayo papunta? And thirdly, what are we going to build? What are we building? Is it your name, your own kingdom, your own empire? Or are we building something together? You know? Kaya maraming kumpanya ngayon, lalo na sa States, they do a lot of profit sharing. Successful companies share the wealth. Why? What are we going to build? This is not just building my own empire. This is us building so that we can have a brighter future, not just for ourselves, but also for our family. What are we going to build? Compelling dreams and vision must commit to a daunting challenge, not merely a reasonable goal. Okay? Sound clear and compelling, yung two C's, di ba? So, when it becomes compelling and clear, your next goal as you build is to unify focal points of effort. Para siyang menu, pag pumasok ka sa isang restaurant na hindi kumikita, pagbukas mo ng menu, sobrang daming pagkain. Abot na 100. Dapat makilala ka. How you build, you unify efforts. Tawag natin dyan streamlining. Magtatanggal ka talaga ng hindi mo kailangan gawin. Yung iba, nakasanayan lang natin, tradition talaga natin, pero kailangan natin tanggalin. Right? You have to unify efforts. I think one good example for us was when I came in, there were a lot of things on our menu for Victory Makati. And then I was asking, do we really need this? Do we really need this? And slowly, not rocking the boat in the first year, but slowly we started eliminating some of the things that we felt like was duplicating or not even part of the overall objective and purpose and mission and vision of the church. So we had to start letting go and start praying and seeking the Lord. Lord, what do you really want us to do? And imagine, after much prayer and after a year of wrestling with it, we came down with just a few things. Number one, relational discipleship. Ang goal natin is to build relationship with the people who attend our church. Okay? We need to build strong relationship. People are looking for connections. That is our job. Let's create that environment for that and let us live out and exemplify that. Number two, okay, is a good preaching every Sunday. People need to hear the word of God. Number three, a spirit-filled service. It means we have to rely more on God and the Holy Spirit. Now, for the pastor and the leader, that means more prayer time, more time of solitude and meditation, so that we are so full of the life of God, it just overflows out of us. Okay? So, those are some things that we have to talk about. So, be tangible, concrete, and highly focused. Tandaan mo, sabi sa Bible, where there is no vision, people cast off standards and restraint. Wala kang vision eh. So, kahit ano pwede. Pero kung may proper vision ka, you're going to build it right, and you have the right foundation and boundaries needed to get the job done. Vision starts from the top. If you're here, you're listening, and you're the leader, it starts with you. A compelling vision, clearly and repeatedly articulated, makes teammates more likely to engage with their work. Vision inspires great effort, regardless of the size of the organization. In fact, the smaller you are, the faster it is to build culture, and the easier it is for us to say, here's a vision that we need to run to. now that we're still small, so that when we grow and we become healthy, the culture is now in place. It is easier for us because we're now living it out. A great vision creates what we call an opportunity gap. I want to end with this concept. It gives you the opportunity to improve, the chance to innovate, evolve, and energize. Tawag ko dito experimentation stage. Mag-experiment tayo. Bakit? May opportunity gap tayo. It creates the possibility of reaching points in the future far better than what you're experiencing today. So, opportunity gap is the gap between current reality, perspective one, the starting point, and the vision where we want to go. In the middle is what you call opportunity gaps. What are our opportunity gaps? Okay. Again, good to discuss this with your team. Maybe it's just the two, three of you. But what are those opportunity gaps? Ito yung current reality natin, pinag-aralan na natin. Dito tayo papuntang, ano tong butas na to? And I don't want to call it a negative gap. It's actually an opportunity gap that you need. Grabe, malaman tong session na to. But our current reality, perspective one, perspective two, vision. Magandang assignment is that you go home, you wrestle with the Lord, and I want you to pray for vision. Diba? Sa Bible kasi, where there is no vision, that's a divine vision. Diba? You ask the Lord, Lord, ano ba talagang pinapagawa mo sa akin? Saan mo ba talaga gusto papunta tong team na to, itong negosyo na to, or career ko, or whatever that is that you have now? And pray and wrestle with the Lord, and then ask the Lord to help you craft that vision. Good for you to Google how to craft a vision statement. Sobrang daming ways on how to craft that. Hindi ko natuturo sa inyo yan. Lalabas yan sa libro kong Design Your Life. Okay? So, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're new here, this is a series I'm going through, The 7 Perspectives of Effective Leaders, based on the book by Daniel Harkavy. And this is perspective number 2. We'll be sharing more of the other perspective in the other episodes in the future. But you can now watch episode 1 and episode of this. You can listen it to our Spotify, Design Your Life podcast, or in my YouTube channel, Design Your Life with Dennis and Tammy C. All right, God bless you guys, and hope to see you in the next episode of Design Your Life. By the way, if you want to buy the book, I'll put the link of the Amazon Kindle below, or the Shopee link of some of the books. No, limited na lang po ang kopya ng 7 Perspectives of Effective Leaders sa aming store. Okay, God bless you guys. See you in the next episode.